Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Days with Murph. On the show today, we've got a brand new music from Amazie April, Haley Payne, and Owen Gill. We'll also discuss the time I met the trio, Amazie April in Nashville, as well as my upcoming interview with them. This should be a great one, folks. And considering there wasn't a show last week because of the rescheduled Joe Smith interview, but let's go ahead and kick things off this week with the a number three spot. It's from a brand new EP called A Bitter Feels Better. And this is a Haley Payne with A Dear Heart at number three on Country Radio. Here we go.
To want the thing so bad.
And coming in at number three, that was Hayley Payne with A Dear Heart, a Kentucky native and singer-songwriter. Hayley has always believed in the power of music. However, an airport and a napkin proved it to her. During a performance at a cafe in a local airport, I sang a song about the beauty of life. Hayley noticed a woman in the audience starting to cry. After a few more songs, Hayley watched her write a note on a napkin. The listener put a $20 bill and a napkin in a tip jar. After the show concluded, Hayley and her guitarist rummaged for the napkin in the tip jar. The writer described how she'd been waiting for her flight when she heard Hayley's music, which compelled her to come listen. She then revealed that she was in town in order to attend the funerals of three of her family members who had died in a car accident that same week. The next line read, "Thank you for helping me grieve in my own way. The pain of a tragic and heartbreaking event may have been eased a tiny bit through music. But this moment solidified Hayley's decision to pursue music as a career. Over the last 7 years, Hayley has performed at many different venues in Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee, including private parties, jamborees, concert series, and the Ohio State Fair. Some of her most notable performances include the Ferdinand Folk Festival in Ferdinand, Indiana, Alive on the Banks in Owensboro, Kentucky, and opening for a leading woman at the beautiful Lincoln Amphitheater in Lincoln City, Indiana. At only 17 years of age, Hayley, a CMA member, has already received quite a few musical recognitions. In 2013, Hayley was the winner of the Senior Division of People's Choice Award in the Kentucky Opry Talent Search. In 2015, she won two songwriting awards at the Jersey Show Country Blast Radio. Song of the Year, a Young Adult Award for her song Twitter This, and the award for the Ferdinand Folk Festival Singer-Songwriter Competition under 18 category. The chosen's lead in her high school musicals for both her junior and senior years. Hayley portrayed Belle in Beauty and the Beast and Laurie in Oklahoma. The National Songwriters Association International listed Hayley as one to watch. With an ever-growing social media presence, Hayley enjoys sharing her musical and personal experiences with her fans. She just finished recording her first EP of original music, which you just heard a track off of. Each song is unique and showcasing a different side of her personality. But everything's from her heart. As she hopes to create a connection to others but through the power of music. And again, that was Hayley Payne at number three with A Dear Heart. Coming in at number two is an artist whose full-length debut album literally dropped today. And if you check out my blog at murphsmusings.weebly.com, you will find a full review of said album. But after we play the number two song, Champagne from Lindsay L, I'll give you guys a rundown of where you can accept Lindsay on her very busy tour schedule. So again, this is at number two, Lindsay L with Champagne on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIP, like that crystal chandelier. Ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi. My own door, but I like that you don't let me. Can't help but smile when I catch you, catch me crushing on your crowds to party, getting lost in your I don't wanna be here. Everybody wants your attention, but tonight it's night. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi.
That was the incredibly talented Miss Gale with Champagne. And as I said earlier, Lindsay's long anticipated a full length debut album dropped today. And folks, this album is just crazy good. As I mentioned before we played it, you can go to my blog at Murph's, the MURPHS. Musings, MUSINGS, at Weebly, WEEBLY.com. And I've got a full review of Lindsay's album, as well as reviews of other EPs, tours, et cetera, et cetera. Tour dates from artists, et cetera, et cetera. But this is where you can find Lindsay. Speaking of tour, this is where you can find Lindsay on tour. Tonight in Noblesville, Indiana, Clips Music Center she'll be playing. Tomorrow night in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, And by the way, I don't have a time for any of these, so forgive me. August 13th, she'll be at the Illinois State Fairgrounds at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. The 17th, she will be in Decatur, Georgia at Eddie's Attic. The 19th, Lindsay heads north of the border to Saskatoon, Canada at the Saskatoon Center. I hope I said that right. August 20th, she's in Winnipeg, Canada at the MTS Center. The 26th, she'll be back stateside in Welch, Minnesota at Treasure Island. And the 30th, she'll be at the Allentown Fairgrounds in Allentown, Pennsylvania. But before we move on to the number one song, let me go back to Haley Payne for just a second and tell you guys where you can see her at a show. Let me pull this up. Okay, shows, here we go. Saturday, September 30th at Barbecue on the River in Paducah, Kentucky is the only show that she's currently listed. So that's that. But on to the number one song, and today's number one song is this trio's very first number one on the show. It's a trio made up of a Christian Castro, a Katie Du Bois, and Elena Stacy, better known as Maybe April, who coincidentally enough, I have on the show August 22nd for an interview, and you know me, I'm always interested in hearing how bands get their name, so you can bet that this question will be asked. Let me very, very quickly run down who exactly Maybe April is. Maybe April is a country Americana trio made up of Katie Du Bois, Christian Castro, and Elena Stacy, hailing from Jonesboro, Arkansas, Simi Valley, California, and Chicago, Illinois. The three met in the summer of 2012 at a music industry camp in Nashville, Tennessee, and wrote a song that would later take them to Los Angeles to play at a Grammy Week event, along with Bonnie Raitt, Chris Christopherson, Alan Chamblin, Gavin DeGraw, J.D. Souther, Joy Williams from the Civil Wars, and many others. Since then, amongst hundreds of shows, the girls have opened for Brandi Clark and Sarah Duras, and they played Pilgrimage Music Festival and IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. Maybe April is recognized for their three-part harmonies, strength as instrumentalists, original songs, and shared roles as front women, each adding something different from their musical background to create a unique sound. Just like their harmonies, Elena, Katie, and Kristen are a perfect fit. Their love for each other and their music continue to push them in their endeavors in Nashville, where they've been based since 2013. And I had a chance to meet these three back in June. Well, two of the three. I didn't get a chance to meet Kristen, but I met Elena and Katie back in June during CMA Fest. They were actually playing as part of the Springs fan club party. It was them and maybe four or five other musicians. And I don't care where I am. I always like to go up to the acts after their set, introduce myself, talk to them a little bit, and then maybe invite them on the show, which is what I did with two of the three members of this group. And I so cannot wait for our interview in a couple of weeks. It's going to be just so incredible. Without further ado, coming in at number one this week is Kristen Castro, Katie Du Bois, and Elena Stacey, better known as maybe April, with their brand new song "Blush" on In Country Radio.
The best fear to fall into.
top spot this week on Indie Country Radio. It's the incredibly talented, super lovely ladies of Maybe April with Blush. Now, before we wrap things up here, they have a couple of dates coming up soon that I want to touch on. August 25th in Chicago at Escubas. Escubas, I think it may be. I don't know. At 7 p.m. with Zach Du Bois. September 23rd, Saturday, in Elkhart, Indiana, they'll be at the Alerna Theater for the Zach Du Bois album release party at 7:30. Friday, October 21st, they'll be singing the national anthem in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, for the MTSU football game at 6 o'clock. And that next day, they will be at the Birdsong Studio at 7 p.m. in Woodbury, Tennessee. So that's a little bit about where you can see all of these artists in action. And folks, let me tell you, if you do come to any one of these artist shows, go up to them and talk to them. They're super sweet, and I know they'll appreciate your feedback so much. This is basically what they live for: the music, the fans, etc. But I wanted to tell you guys again what's coming up on the show for the next month, or the rest of this month, I should say. Next Tuesday, we have one of the loveliest human beings I've probably ever come in contact with. We have Stevie Jewel joining us. I met Stevie a couple of months ago during CMA Fest, at the Wobble Awards, and she is the loveliest person probably ever. So I'm excited for that interview. The 22nd, as I mentioned earlier, we have the ladies of Maybe April joining us, and I'm so excited to get to talk to Elena and Katie again, and talk to Christian for the first time. So that's the 22nd. The 29th, we have one of the most super talented ladies you'll hear in a long time. Her name is Lauren Brooks, and I met her at the Love Awards, and from the first note she sang at those awards, my mom and I looked at each other like, are you hearing this? It was that great. So, with that being said, you guys have heard what's coming up on the show. So I think I'm going to end today's episode right now. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.